Before we move to the cases to be heard this morning, we have a motion for admission to the bar of this court. The movement is my colleague, Judge Lynn. Judge Lynn?
Thank you, Judge Bryson. I would like to move the admission of Stanley Fisher, who is a member of the bar in good standing of the highest court of Virginia. I have knowledge of his credentials and am satisfied that he possesses the necessary qualifications.
Mr. Fisher, the motion is granted and you are admitted to the bar. And I would invite you to step over to the clerk's station and take the oath. Before you do, I'd like to extend to you a warm welcome on behalf of all the judges to the bar of this court.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will report yourself as an attorney and counselor of this court uprightly and according to law, and that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America?
Well, I add my welcome, and I know Mr. Fisher quite well, as he has served as my law clerk for the past year and a half and has made a substantial contribution to the work of my chambers, to the work of this court. I'm very proud of what you've done. You've accomplished quite a bit. I look forward to your continuing successful legal career, and we expect to see you at the lectern shortly. Welcome.
Thank you. We have five cases on for disposition today. Three of them will be argued this morning. Two of them will be submitted on the briefs. Before we begin, just for the purposes of telling counsel, in case you're not familiar with the lighting system, that when the yellow light goes on, it means you're beginning to consume your rebuttal time. When the red light goes on, that means your time has expired. In addition, we have, I assure you, read the briefs. We're familiar with the case. We're familiar with the argument. So please, the time is limited, and do get right to the issues you want to call to our attention today. We don't need to have a lengthy exposition of the facts, because we will be familiar with this. Very well, let's begin with the first case, number 05-1354, FlexRest against Steelcase, Mr. Cees. Is that the pronunciation of your name?
It is, Your Honor.
Cees.
Cees.
Cees. All right. Very well, Mr. Cees.
May it please the court, this is an appeal from a jury patent case tried in the Western District. Judge McKeague, the judge now of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. In this case, the 489 patent was held invalid by the jury. The primary issue involved in the case, particularly because of a stipulation the parties entered into in the middle of the case, where they said Steelcase's products infringe, and in return for that, we said the KBS reads on the claims, and therefore the claims are invalid if the KBS is prior art. The rest of the case was tried upon that premise. Our primary contention here on this appeal is that the